Because a broken clock these days just doesn't show anything.
That is true. Unlike us, we do amazing shows just like this. Yeah. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the big show. I'm Jeff Gamet. I am your interim host, and I am sitting in, as usual, for you and Rankin. And I'm really happy to be here because I get to hang out with two amazingly awesome people. And yes, Ben, I do mean you. How are you?
I am good, Jeff.
Awesome. It is great to see you. And as always, you look so sharp.
I
He
mean,
does.
someone's going to make this look good.
And
You
you,
do.
sir, do. Yeah.
Of course, I will have to mind wipe everybody, but it is what it is.
You know, it's just not a party until you have to do a mind wipe. Yeah. I'd like to say I've been to so many parties like that, but how would I know?
You probably, I mean, given where you live, you probably have.
That's very true. Yeah, it's very likely that I've been to some epic parties that I just simply cannot remember.
Yep, I mean, hanging out with those cougars of Boulder.
Yeah, the Cougars of Boulder, you have to watch out. Yeah, always look up because they'll jump down on you from above.
Both the human cougars and also the animals, right?
Exactly. Yep. Yep.
There's a difference.
Yeah, actually.
Yes. I'll draw you a picture later, Ben, so that you know which ones to embrace and which ones to fend off.
Hint, you embrace the cats.
There you
Exactly.
go. Because they're cuddly and they just want a friend. And they don't judge you.
Yes.
Anyhow, Patrice, how are you?
I'm doing okay. It's crazy that it's already Thursday. I don't know where my week went. Like the last 7 days kind of flew by. No clue what I did, but I guess I did a lot. Yeah, no, I'm good. Weather is really nice. We have spring here. I hope it stays that way. Like it's not predictable as always. No, I'm good. A little tired. I don't know. I keep waking up at like 6 a.m. for no reason whatsoever.
That's the worst.
Yeah, I mean, I usually can go back to like sleep within like a minute or two. Like I'm happy I can do that. I know other people, they wake up and they can go back to sleep. I can always go back to sleep. But I keep waking up at 6 a.m. I just still don't know why.
It's
But
4 a.m.
I
for
keep,
me.
yeah, I keep waking up in the middle of night too, but it's usually for either my cats, Picard, or the Mandalorian.
Well, those are all very good reasons. So
Yeah.
I would say like that's very valid reasons to wake up in the middle of the night. I should have done
I
that,
agree.
actually. Maybe I should have just watched Picard.
I did end up watching Picard this morning,
I
and
did try for lunch.
it's so I'm having this problem. It's very frustrating where
Well,
on
there's the
social
dot.
media, I'll see these headlines go by. And it's news sites doing spoilers as a headline for an episode that hasn't even been out more than a few hours.
Jeff, there's a very simple solution for that.
Stay off the internet.
Okay, that too. Just unfollow the news outlets and unfollow the people who post that stuff. Then you don't see it.
Yeah, and I'm going to have to do that. This is a relatively recent thing. Usually they've been good about waiting before posting something that's an obvious spoiler.
Yeah,
I'm
or posting
assuming.
something and saying, "Hey, whatever, this is ep like everything about episode whatever, but no spoilers in headline," and then you can decide.
Right.
Yeah, which is fine.
I agree. They can totally do that. My guess is that the different pop culture sites are suddenly in a sort of ratings battle against each other, and doing stuff like that, they're hoping is going to get them clicks faster than their competitors. And the reality for me is I'm going to stop reading their content completely.
Well, that's going to teach them, hopefully.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was a good episode. I'm like not saying anything else about it.
Yeah, Mandalorian was a good episode, and
Yeah. I don't
it's
care. I honestly don't care too much about The Mandalorian. I kind of tried watching it and I had to rewind like five times. It just drifted off every time.
well, as someone that is a big fan of the Clone Wars series, Mandalorian, especially this season, feels like it's a follow-up season to the Clone Wars
And Rebels.
and
Yeah,
Rebels.
I
Yeah. Oh
mean,
yeah. Clone Wars and Rebels.
like I said, I can't judge. Like if you enjoy it, like all great. It's just not my thing, I think. I keep watching it and I keep drifting off. I don't know why. I haven't given up on it yet, so where's
Well,
that?
but then there's Star Trek Picard right now. And
And the arc.
the arc is really
Yes.
nice. Yeah.
There was a great episode today for that as well.
Yes, and no spoilers there either. So instead I'll just say, holy crap, people.
Yeah, it's a great time for sci-fi right now. There's so many really good shows on. Like tomorrow we will get a new episode of Hello Tomorrow, I think. I hope.
Oh my God, I'm already 2 weeks behind on Hello
Yeah, at
Tomorrow.
least I hope there is another one. Maybe I missed it.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Also, it's well, I mean, if you're not into all of the Star Wars lore stuff, then you're probably not watching Bad Batch.
Nope.
And it's
Which was excellent as well.
It was. Okay, here's what I'm loving about Bad Batch, besides the fact that overall it's good writing. It's so they launched the series the same way they launched Clone Wars by saying, hey, we're doing a kid's Star Wars thing. And it is not a kid's Star Wars series. Absolutely not. No. And if there is any question about whether or not it is not a Star Wars series for kids, all you have to do is watch this week's episode. Yeah. And you know, as long as we're off topic already, well, we never hit topics.
No.
What they're doing with Bad Batch and what they did with Clone Wars, but especially what we're seeing with Bad Batch, they're doing things that they did with Rebels also. They're doing things that I don't think they'd be able to get away with if it hadn't been for the animated Star Trek series. And while a lot of people look at that and think, oh my God, this is so cheesy, no, it was written by the top names in the Star Trek franchise at the time, which would have been the original series. Excuse me, and they wrote adult topics and then just called it a kid's Star Trek.
Yeah, I mean, kind
Means
of like they've done recently with Lower Decks and with Prodigy, with both. I mean, Prodigy for sure kind of seems to be like geared towards kids, but it's really enjoyable as an adult too. So,
it is.
yeah, I'm pretty sad to be honest that both Picard and Discovery are ending. I really hope that they have, I mean, out of Picard, they could do like five different spin-offs.
Oh,
Like
easily.
I want to see the Worf and
I want to see the Worf Raffi series.
Worf Raffi, like I
And I
want
want
to
to
see.
see the Shaw 7 series.
Oh yeah. That would be fun. And there's a couple more. Like what is Geordi up to? All of that. There is so many spin-offs they could do, so many interesting stories they could follow that I really hope they're doing that.
I hope so too. Yes, there's a massive universe of content that they could just dive into.
But yeah, the series I really want.
Go for it, Ben.
The series I really want to spin out of Picard is the Kirk Acevedo Vulcan Crime Lord series.
Okay.
You know, you say that with a tone that has a little bit of humor in it, but as you say it, I'm thinking, you know,
it is the only whole logical. Vulcan
Crime Lord series could be really interesting. Yeah.
I mean, and then I mean, really, Christopher Plummer. Like, I want to see a Vadik spinoff. Like, yeah. I could watch her all day.
Just Christopher's like, her the dad. Way... You're thinking?
Oh,
Amanda.
Sorry, Amanda Plummer.
Amanda Plummer.
Sorry. Yeah. How did I come up with Christopher? I don't know.
It's her dad.
Well, I mean,
it's her dad. But
and they're both really good at their craft.
Yeah, but yes. Like I could like I want like watching her like the evilness, but also the like the slight insanity that's in there. Like I could watch that all day.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
She's insanity. Playing cat and mouse with people and all of that. Like the entire show.
Vadik is completely bat crap.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
but in a good way.
Yeah.
Yeah, she is a deliciously evil character.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And I really, really like her character a lot. Another character that I'm really, really liking, and it's a character most people are saying, I just hate that guy, and it's Shaw.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I think Shaw is just a wonderfully compelling character. I do not
very, very
like
complex.
Him, meaning I do not like Shaw, but he's kind of warming. I'm kind of warming up to him,
but
I love the character.
You know,
he's
thing
very
about
complex and like that. Like,
yes,
very, the thing many about layers.
You know, the thing about Shaw, it brings me back to a line in Die Hard 2. Yeah, Shaw's an asshole. Nope, Shaw is an asshole, but he's our kind of asshole.
I forgot about that line. Yeah. Shaw's a really good character.
Yeah, which by the way, we will not have the rich F-bomb palooza today.
No.
No.
Well, I mean Rich isn't able to join us today, so that plays a big part in that. Yeah. I never even went to the station today to see if there were tracks or a train. So I think we're off to a good start.
Yes.
I'm
looking at my stories. There's so many good ones to pick from. Like, I mean, that's really hard. Like, do we want to talk about the end of Google Glass? Do we want to talk about a really bad security bug in Samsung devices? Do we want to talk about safety on autonomous vehicles? Do we want to, like, both Google, Microsoft and GitHub released, like, had big releases this week. Like, there's so much we can pick from this week. And we only have us three, so.
Or we could start with some fluff.
Okay, let's do that.
Well, let's see what fluff Ben has brought to us today.
And how we can go off the rails from that, right?
Yes.
Oh, well, Counter-Strike 2.
Yep, this is for all you noobs out there that I'm going to pwn.
I don't play Counter-Strike, but I understand the words.
Yes,
I have played Counter-Strike once.
Yeah, I had to actually look at this and make sure it wasn't like 8 days from now.
Mm-hmm.
But,
oh, that's right. Wow.
But it is actually happening. Valve is not only making another game, which I can't remember the last time they made a game, but they are actually making a new Counter-Strike on the Source 2 engine.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
Yep. And there's a couple of takeaways from this. Number one, well, actually, before we get to that, the elephant in the room, they have not yet announced platforms or requirements. Why Windows is a given, the Source 2 engine this rests on, which operates in Valve's Dota 2, which was released like 5 years ago, that fully supports Mac OS through Vulkan VK. So there is a chance, but they're not just going to do the reason they're calling this Counter-Strike 2 instead of Counter-Strike Global Offensive with better graphics is they are actually going in here and trying to clean up the gameplay.
Okay. Now, I'm expecting, as I'm scanning through this piece, that they're going to have some pretty hefty system requirements. When you have a sentence that says, grenades will produce physically rendered malleable volumetric smoke that responds more naturally to lighting geometry and objects passing through it, I just see you throwing more and more GPU cores at this.
It's too bad that Rich isn't here. But Ben, maybe, I mean, because I know he is a big gamer. But I'm going to try to ask that question, like, from my perspective.
Yeah.
What does this offer that all the other first-person shooters haven't done yet?
I mean, for one, there is definitely a bit of nostalgia.
Yeah, okay, sure.
I mean, Counter-Strike, in its various incarnations, is a big league game. Mm-hmm. It's a big esports game. You know, a lot of these maps have carried over from the original Counter-Strike. So, mm-hmm. I mean, having played it for almost two decades now,
yeah,
I know how to instinctively do that map.
Mm-hmm.
And with a lot of gaming, it's repetition.
So what this do is basically build on the nostalgia, but then offer basically a new space, something new you can do something with, right?
Yeah. I mean, essentially it's going to do for the current generation of hardware what Counter-Strike Go did when it updated from the original Counter-Strike.
I like Ben's comment in the chat room. It's just so they can showcase the new stuff in Source 2 so devs get interested.
I mean, a valid thing. Why not?
Yeah, I mean, maybe, but to be perfectly honest, Source 2 is not a new engine by any means. I'm actually somewhat surprised this did not happen sometime before COVID. Because they actually updated the game Dota 2 from Source 1 to Source 2 as just a point release.
And I mean, if you just want to show off your engine, I mean, you can just, I don't know, produce some video or something that just shows off the physics. Like you don't have to build an entire game and release it to do that.
Yeah. Right? I mean, I have to wonder if it's getting to the point where Counter-Strike Global Offensive was so old that it started to lose some favor in the esports arenas. So they decided to come out with Counter-Strike 2 as just a way to present it as fresh and new.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, also the point of, I mean, if you want to evolve it, there comes a point where evolving it gets really, really difficult. Because you're building on top something that is not meant for that at some point.
Yeah.
I mean, so redoing it in a newer, like with a newer engine, sometimes is faster and better.
Yeah. And I mean, quite frankly, Counter-Strike Go is based on OpenGL.
Oh, wow.
Which is,
Yeah.
I mean, not only depreciated on the Mac,
Mm-hmm.
but has completely fallen out of favor on Windows and other platforms as well.
A long time ago.
Yep. And I mean, this will also be kind of a third-party flagship app for the Steam Deck.
Okay. That kind of makes sense too. Yeah.
So now Jeff has to buy one.
Hey,
Yes.
I have my Switch, OLED Switch, and I have two games for it. So I Oh, we wore out your old card. You have a new one. Yeah,
Well,
so
this one was just on top.
Yeah, so when I bought the Switch, I immediately bought Lego Star Wars. Okay, get this. As long as I'm hopping off the rails, let's go.
We're
So
never on we
Exactly, what
tried.
rails?
Okay,
so Ben, I blame you. I blame Kelly. Patrice, I think you have some complicity in this as well.
Hell yes.
Yes. So I bought an OLED Nintendo Switch, and I point that out only because that you can, there's what, like three versions of Switch. So now you know which one I bought. And then the next day I found where there's actually a used game store in Boulder. So I drove over to it and walked in, and I'm looking at the wall of used games, and I see Lego, which is one of the first things that I will look for in video games for the platforms that I like, and then Star Wars, and I'm like, okay, and it's the Skywalker saga. And so I'm asking the guy behind the counter, I'm like, so how good is this game? I'm moving from a Wii playing Lego Star Wars on that, and so am I going to enjoy playing this? And he starts to give me some of the specs, and then I hear this voice, excuse me, and I look over, and here's this like 10-year-old boy, and I'm like, yes, and he just starts going on about the game, telling me everything that I need to know about whether or not I will like the game. And then at the end he says very definitively, well, I remember when my dad pulled out his Wii and we played Lego Star Wars on that. And I think Lego Star Wars Skywalker Saga is the best extension of that. And so this 10-year-old, he just like totally laid it out for me. And I'm like, sold. And I actually now have two games because I bought No Man's Sky for the Switch. And yeah, Lego Skywalker Saga on the Switch because of you. I have already spent countless hours exploring Tatooine, and what I did was I finished the missions for Tatooine and Yavin, and then just went back into I guess it's galaxy mode, so you can just free play. And I still haven't finished free playing through Tatooine to move on to play Yavin, and I haven't even moved on to any of the other mission levels in the game to unlock more levels. This is all on you, both of you. There might have been another point to this, but I forgot what it was.
No, I'm very happy. I'm very happy that you seem to be having so much fun with something that we suggested.
I am. I remember what the point was. Because of how much fun I'm having playing the one game that I keep playing on the Switch, I see no need to be tempted by another gaming console. So nice try, Ben.
That's funny.
You want to buy the Steam Deck.
This is not the console you were looking for.
So say we all.
This is why I love you, Patrice.
We just came off the meme.
Yes. All right. All right. So since I took us completely off the tracks, we were only pretending we were on. This seems like a really good place to jump into your story, Patrice.
Yeah. Speaking of tracks. So the story I went with is about Waymo and like autonomous cars. So, I mean, you might know or might have heard like a lot in the media about like the whole Tesla debacle and kind of the two completely opposite approaches that you see. Like there's the Tesla approach, like a lot of marketing and rolling out betas to real customers, whether it's ready or not, and crashes and all of that. And on the opposite end is kind of Waymo. Very, very slow, very deliberate, like safety first. Like if the car stops, it doesn't do anything. That's their preferred. Like if it doesn't know what to do, it just stops. Like people have complained about that, especially in Phoenix, that sometimes like the car just sits at an intersection for forever because it just doesn't dare to do anything. So it's the opposite way, kind of. And I mean, yeah, Tesla has been in the news because they basically had to recall the what they call full self-driving, which is not full self-driving, and all of that. Whereas, say, I mean, Waymo has been very slowly rolling out their like taxi service, started years ago in Mesa, I think. So Arizona, rolled out to Phoenix, rolled out to San Francisco eventually. I think they have some other cities now that they're working on, but very, very carefully, very slowly. I mean, it's not an accident that they started in a state that basically has no weather. Like, stuff like that.
Yeah,
streets,
that's very intentional.
Bright daylight, no weather, basically.
Like, yep, and except for one part of it, no people.
Yeah, exactly. So, and I've been a big fan of Waymo and about the whole, I mean, the whole Google approach to that. And I think they're trying to, one, keep people interested in a topic, because I think that has been waning a little bit with all the negativity about Tesla. Mm-hmm. Also, all the stuff that Elmo has been doing. And yeah, I think they're also trying to show, hey, this, like, it's not the technology that's broken, it's the companies who worked on it or the people at the helm who did stupid things. So they're putting out, or they put out a paper basically saying, so here is, and they haven't put out their own version of it, I should say, but they're putting out like a blueprint where they're saying, okay, this is how all autonomous vehicle companies on the market should outline their safety standards. Like, how do they determine that their car is safe on public roads, and like, what's the evidence for it, and in a very like scientific structured way to prove, not just marketing BS to say, wow, can do this and tomorrow we'll be able to drive from East Coast to West Coast and all of that, but to really show it with data, with proof, to say, hey, like, which I'm guessing they had to do in the background anyway for the authorities, like for the, it's not the NTSA, I think it's the local
Department,
I think it was the local
transportation.
Yeah, I think it was the local departments of transportation that they had to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing they had to do that anyway and show with data that it's okay to do that and how they're doing it and what their safety precautions are and all of that. But to have a framework that everybody follows, you can also compare and say, okay, like, is everybody being safe about the things they're doing, or are they just ignoring everything, kind of? But yeah, Tesla. So yeah, I really think this is a good idea. They haven't invented this. There was apparently another person from Google who did this 2 years ago already with, I think Aurora is the company. So this is not new. But having the backing of Waymo and alphabet basically in the background, I think is important. And I really hope that the regulators will look at this and say, yeah, this makes sense. And let's just all agree to do this.
Yeah.
Because it's that I'm from what I've heard and also personal, well, not personal experience, but experience of friends in Arizona who are using the service. Quite often they're very happy with it and they feel very safe with it because it is so cautious and it is probably more cautious than a student driver would be. But that's what you want. Like, you don't want the 21, 22-year-old drunk driver. You want the, I don't know, 15 and barely knows how to drive. Well, knows how to drive, but like is not so confident that that they do stupid things version, right?
Patrice, I'm with you. I like what they're doing here. And I think it's actually important. I also think it's a very strategic move because, I mean, when you brought up Tesla, when you look at how fast and loose Tesla seems to be playing in this space.
And Uber did too, by the way. Like, I mean, they are out of the game, but for, in my opinion, very good reasons.
Oh, go ahead, Ben.
I mean, you can see the completely different approach to it. Tesla is in it to make a buck now. Quite frankly, they are pushing out, trying to word this carefully. They're pushing out their product while kind of putting the onus on that product on the end user and the end user's insurance. Why Waymo is trying to create a framework that, well, I mean, Alphabet's never going to make their own car. No. Most likely.
I mean, they could eventually, but so far they haven't.
Yeah. They're trying to make a product that they can sell to other automakers who are going to be more cautious, who are going to want to have that empirical data. I mean, there's also this point where, I mean, we've seen this with Hyundai. I mean, if we get to a point where there's enough failures with Google, with Tesla's products, insurers might be hesitant to insure those cars with those products.
Or the premiums just go up like crazy, and
which I mean, they're usually dealing with people of some affluence who may pay those premiums, but I mean, basically, they want to get it to the point where the premium is so low, they can deploy this in fleet customers who are going to be notoriously conservative.
And I mean, that's a really good point, Ben. Waymo, like, for I think since they announced, they've been talking about the Waymo driver, not the driverless car, not the taxi service they're offering. They've been talking about it as a driver. So basically something you could put in eventually any car, and they have different cars already. Like they've had the, what was it? I think the I-Pace, the Jaguar I-Pace, and I think they've had another one they're blanking on, but I think they have at least two car models already that they've partnered with. And the original little like scooter car that they had with, that they started with. At Google. So they've always talked about it as a driver, whether that is in their own cars or whether that is in someone else's cars, for them, not so important. It's about the technology that replaces the driver. That's their goal. It's not about selling cars. And I think that's the difference. They are making money with it. Like they're charging for the trips. They're allowed to charge for the trips now. They have proven that they, like over many years, they've proven that they can do one driverless rides, which they originally didn't do. There was always a safety driver, and that they can charge for it. So it's they were allowed to do that. It's a taxi service these days. So yeah, they can. They've a track record of this. versus Tesla, who just, well, mostly does it for the marketing. They've never called it fully self-driving. They've just said it's the Waymo driver.
Yeah, they're taking, I think, a very conservative but also smart approach to this.
Maybe one thing to that. They've laid out the case why. That's also important. If you watch the videos, I've been following them on YouTube for many years. They laid out the case why. Because they tried the approach that Tesla was going. And they learned with their own experience. They had accidents and all of it. Like, the technology is not perfect. Mm-hmm, but they learned that the second the human drivers in their cars, no matter how diligent they are, no matter how well-trained they are, the second the car took over, the drivers basically disengaged. And they knew that that was a problem. So they said, we can either go 100% or we go zero. There's in between doesn't work. And we're seeing that.
And that makes sense.
People
are trained to expect, both through what they've been promised through marketing, but also by watching sci-fi, that that when the computer's running the ship, so to speak, you let it run the ship, and now you go do whatever you want.
I mean it's like your washer. Like, you throw the laundry in the washer, and you just expect it to do its job. You don't watch it to whether it does it or not. Even though it might tell you, hey, you should pay attention to it and whatever. No, you just expect it to do its job. And it has done it 1,000 times. So why should it fail 1,000? Well, first, like.
Right. You may not even be home. You just start it and exactly. leave.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, when people hear things like self-driving, they don't expect like a enhanced cruise control. They expect the Mickey Mouse POS from Demolition Man.
Oh man, that brings back some memories.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Yes, and no, my cool 3 seashells.
It could be.
Yeah. No, it's sad. Like, they just realized that. I mean, the second our brains are really, really good at the second something feels normal and our brain can switch to doing something else, it does that. I mean, distracted driving, even without all the safety systems, is a problem. Like, yeah, that's why you shouldn't text and drive. Trait. Exactly.
Good luck overcoming that.
Yeah. And that's, they realize, as I said, through pretty bad experience in their own like early trials, they realized that and said, okay, either we do it right or we don't do it. And yeah, they've been scolded for it. And honestly, Google has invested a crap ton of money. Because it's not cheap to do that for 15, 20 years. I mean, we're closing in on 20 years on this project.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you count the very early, what was it, Urban Challenge? The DARPA Challenge, whatever it was called.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, good times.
Yeah.
Yep. And that's another thing that Waymo will want, military funding.
Oh, sure. They probably have that. Somewhere.
It wouldn't surprise me at all.
Yeah, that's something Tesla neither wants nor could ever get.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So true. Yeah. It's, you know, okay, I'm going off the rails again. Look at this. There's three of us. And
how can you be off the rails when we've never been on them?
Exactly. What rails are we talking about? I haven't even seen the rails.
That's a really good question.
We're pretty much a hover train at this point.
Oh, dude, we are not even that. There's the linkages between the cars and the hover train. They all snapped, and this is just a series of tumbling cars.
We're lost in space somewhere.
Yes, we are. So still, look at this. It's three of us. We've gone through two stories so far, and we're already time-wise at about the point where we would start going into the wrap-up end of the show, you know, where we're talking mm-hmm. about cool things and all that. And still, I have a story that I brought just in case we needed one. I assumed we would hit it. I don't think we even need to do my story today.
Oh.
Which is totally fine, because I think both of yours were far more interesting.
You can still put it in the chat.
Oh, sure. I'll drop it in the chat. Later. Actually, yeah. I will drop what my story would have been into the chat. So you can see that and then go check it out for yourself. The short version is that even Adobe, the creative software company, is getting in on the AI game, and they are adding AI to their products, starting with what they're calling Firefly.
Unstable diffusion.
Unstable diffusion. I like that. But you know what is stable?
ESO host.
Yes, it is.
Incredibly stable.
Yep. Yeah. And notice I did not screw up my transition today. I did screw up a transition last week, and I was so brokenhearted because it was such an awesome transition. But TSO host, they are awesome. And what makes them awesome is that they're really good at what they do, which is web hosting and helping you buy domain names and making sure that that the web hosting you get is stable, solid, reliable. And so what they're doing is leveraging that so that we can be here bringing live shows to you every single week. They are giving us the streaming bandwidth we need so that we can live stream shows like this that have no rails, or the Mac show tomorrow, which may or may not have rails. I can't wait to find out. And the resources it just takes to be able to live stream content every single week is pretty crazy. And it's not something that the British Tech Network would be able to do without the generous help of TSO hosts. So here's the deal. They are also giving us the server space we need. So there's a place for the website to live, and there's a place for all the recordings of the live shows to live, so you can watch or listen anytime you want. It's just incredibly generous, and I'm just really happy that they are doing this to help us out. So now what we can do to give them a little bit of love in return is just go on social media and thank them for being here supporting the British Tech Network. Simple as that. Just go do it, and only takes a second, and the karma, totally worth it. Now, if you want to do more and you need to get domain names or have a place for hosting, well, there you go. TSO Host is ready and waiting for you. Just get your domain names, your hosting package, whatever. Get that in your cart. Then add the discount code BTN20 at checkout. That's BTN20. And you will get 20% off your order. So thank you, TSO Host, for being here and supporting us and for being so generous. And Patrice, I feel like I would just be breaking tradition if I didn't say, can you please tell people where to find the chat?
Oh, yeah, I can. So if you want to figure out what Jeff's awesome story is and all the other cool things, I mean, Ben posted an extra story in there, and we have Ben Gillum in there who wrote some really cool things. If you want to see all of that and you want to join us live, you can still do that. We're still recording. We record every Thursday, 7 p.m. UK time for the big show. And also Fridays, usually at 4 p.m. UK time, except for tomorrow. Tomorrow it's an hour later. So definitely always check our website and check our Mastodon and social media for updated show times. Sometimes that happens. But then you can like also watch us live when we record that. And then you head over to chat.britishtechnetwork.com and you can talk to us live. It's very easy, very awesome, very fast. It's a lot of fun. I can just highly recommend it. But let's say you are listening to this like in the recorded form in your like favorite podcast player of choice. We're on all of them. So whatever your pick is, you can watch this or listen, actually watch and listen to this, because we put out both the audio and the video. Of course, you cannot join the live chat anymore. It's recorded. Doesn't work that way unless you invent time travel somehow. You have a time travel crystal or something like that that you got from some monks somewhere in a like on a planet. Like if you did that, maybe. But usually that's not how it works. But you can still get to the chat. You can still get to the links. You can still see everything that was talked about, all of the above. Everything you have to do for that, or anything you have to do for that, or what you have to do for that this way, is you head over to britishtechnofrock.com/chat. And then there's a little calendar that pops up because you have to tell it what date you want to watch or what date you want to see. And you put in today's date, today as we're recording this, which is the 23rd of March, 2023. So 23rd of March, 2023. A lot of twos and threes.
A lot.
Yeah, 03232323. It's actually quite funny. Yeah, pick that, put that date in, and then you will see everything that was talked about.
Awesome. Thank you for doing that. And Patrice, I do appreciate that you have my back every single week.
Anytime.
Yeah. So I believe that it means it's time for some cool things. So who has the first
one? I'm here.
And okay, so Ben is our first cool thing. And what we like about Ben is that he's witty, he's sharp, and a classy dresser.
That's true. Where can we buy a Ben?
Well, I would have to be able to. That's a good question because it may run out and fall on laws in most states.
Too bad.
But for the right price, something can be arranged.
Yeah, in the US, everything has a price, right? Yes. No.
Patrice, you did drop your link in first. So yeah. tell us about your cool thing.
So we began the show with TV shows that we enjoy, and we're going to end it with TV shows that we enjoy because the season is over, the first season, and my cool thing is The Last of Us.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really cool show. I have to admit, I was very hesitant to watch it. It took me a little while to get into it or to even get started with it. People kept raving about it. Jeff texted me a couple of times at like 3 a.m. Hey, you have to watch this. It's an awesome episode. And I was still like, because I do not like horror. I do not like zombies. It's not my thing. Like Alien was too scary for me. I'm sorry.
Alien's back a in scary the day, movie.
The first one at least, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I was kind of hesitant, and I'm not gonna lie, I skipped a couple scenes in the show where it just got too scary for me. And I'm like, okay, skip. When the aliens come out, basically. No, it's not aliens, but yeah, when the scary parts happen. But it's a really good show. I really enjoyed like the both the actors. I'm blanking on both of their names.
Pedro Pascal and Bella. I forgot her last name.
Not as if I just can't read it, right?
Right. Let's just look at the link that you dropped in the chat that everyone knows about now. Because
Bella Ramsey.
Bella Ramsey.
Yeah. Both of them really great actors. Really good story. It's like a post-apocalyptic world, kind of. Something happened. Something happened, and the world's significantly changed because of that. And they're trying to get ultimately to survive, but also to get across the country and maybe save the world. And it's been so enjoyable. Like as I said, I had to skip a couple of things, but the human stories in it, and like the sometimes really sad stories, like things that happen, sometimes things where it's like, okay, the tough world, this person might have just needed food, but they did really bad things and they unfortunately deserve to die because they tried to kill the main characters, so sorry. Stuff like that. So it's a really good mix of really cool stories and like small story arcs in every episode, and then like a big story arc overall. And like it's It was really, really just a good show. It's on HBO Max in the US and on Sky in the UK. So go watch it. The season's now over, so if you haven't watched it yet, you can binge it now, which I know some people enjoy.
I really, really enjoyed the series. But Patrice, you already knew that because I was sending you messages at 3 in the morning
I
saying
do.
you have to go watch this episode.
Yeah, and the other Ben in the chat is also saying scary, but one of the best franchises of all time. I unfortunately have to agree. It is like the way it is shot, the way like everything really just fits well together. It's well acted, well written, well like everything.
Yes.
Edited, all music, like just perfect.
I see this as a show about people, about family that happens to take place in a post-apocalyptic world,
Yeah,
not
and what
as
happens to
a series
families?
about a post-apocalyptic thing.
Yeah, and more importantly, what happens to families in those worlds? Like the real life suffering that happens because, yeah, your loved ones might not be alive anymore for one reason or another. You might have to have gone through some really hard, tough stuff.
Yeah, you might be a good person that's had to do bad things, and now you
Yeah.
have to deal with that.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope we never have to experience that, to be honest.
Same.
Yeah, I'm not so sure about that, to
Well, I mean, if we do, at least we know it won't be cordyceps.
It's true. Well, let's hope so, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So at least for today, the possibility of cordyceps jumping to humans is not plausible. But I mean, look at the state of the world today.
Yeah, anything is possible.
Anything is possible. Yep. All right. So on that happy note, Ben, what's your cool thing?
Well, we talked about my cool thing as a story not too long ago. It's something that I have been using in my web browser for a while, but I stupidly thought the whole system part was a paid feature. It's not.
It's not. Oh.
So I am now using the full desktop Grammarly app, which means it works not only in my web browser, but it works in Pages, Word, my note app of choice in multiple platforms. I mean, it took my 40-page script and showed me how many freaking errors I have. It's a lot.
Sure.
Sure, but you got to get the words out so that you have a chance to fix them.
But I mean, when it comes to the grammar check and spell check that are native on the on Windows and Mac OS and all those other platforms, they're nowhere near as good as Grammarly. It's like
That is
having,
true.
yeah, it's like having your own copy editor just sitting on their computer in real time
Yeah,
without them.
I have the browser plugins and I use them all day, every day. I mean,
Yeah.
I'm to the point that if it wasn't, it is quite expensive to pay for it. Otherwise, I probably would have already done it.
Nice.
But I mean, this is free. I can tell you all about my literally 500,000. Oh, no, that's the wrong one. But I have to get the right one up. This is why you don't do stuff in real time.
Yeah, story of my life.
Yeah, with 23,000 words, I have, yeah, way, way too many.
Words or
In
errors?
fact,
Words
errors.
are okay. That's a lot, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Grammarly is a pretty cool tool. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't.
And I don't want to get political here, but it is also helping a Ukrainian company.
Yeah.
Who have
that
definitely
alone is a yeah, that alone is a good reason to pay for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. I mean,
yeah, whether people agree with any what other side people are taking with these things, Ukrainian software app developers have shown themselves to be top tier.
Yeah. I work with them every day. They are. I have literally two teams right now in Ukraine.
Yep.
They're awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah. But, yeah. As I said, if you pay month to month, it's like $30 a month. It's a little bit much for me.
Yeah. So, all right. If you can afford to pay for Grammarly, great. If you can't, it's still a great tool. Mm-hmm. And you are still doing something to support a great software development company.
Yeah, and I mean, the free version does a lot.
Yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm, it does.
All right, so then I believe that means it is my turn. And with Ted Lasso season 3 being out, you would assume that that would be an obvious choice for me. And it is. Therefore,
but you're going to call an audible?
Yeah, I'm going to call an audible and go with something that that is Ted Lasso related. So in season 2, Ted wears the t-shirt for his favorite Kansas City barbecue shop. You can get that now. And this is what it looks like. So yes, I can say firsthand that that it's a really nice shirt.
Yeah.
So it's the Joe Arthur Gate Stack Kansas City barbecue shirt. Now, if you go to Kansas City to go and get barbecue at Joe Arthur, you can't because it's a fictitious barbecue shop. And what they did was they took the names from the big popular, like really good barbecue places and mashed them together to create this name, Joe Arthur Gate Stack.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's a $34 shirt. And it looks really nice. It's really comfortable, and it's Ted Lasso related, I believe.
Yeah, and now I'm very, very hungry because KC style barbecue is my favorite.
Well, you know where you're living, it's relatively speaking not that far away. Actually, I bet if you and I hopped on our cars and started driving right now, we would get there. It would
about
the
same distance.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, there's the difference between American close and everywhere else in the world close. Because, I mean, for me, driving to Kansas City would be like someone in Berlin driving to like Rota, Spain.
Yeah, it's what, like a 16-hour drive, maybe?
About 8.
Oh, okay. So it's actually farther for me than it is for you. Because I think it's about a 14-hour drive for me.
Yeah. Then it would be like Berlin to somewhere northern Italy or maybe Switzerland. Switzerland, probably.
All right. So, Ben, still you far. Have to give me a little bit of a head start on driving so we get there at the same time.
Still one of my favorite stories is the time that Adam, like Macast, Adam Christensen, said, oh, yeah, I'm going to come over for a coffee. It's only a 5-hour drive.
Yeah. Only a 5-hour drive.
Yeah. I'm like, okay. He never did, by the way, because I moved away. But he would have totally.
Of course.
Yeah. No, he went when he was still living in California, he would go to Arizona every now and then. So just missed him.
Yep.
Hey, I did a half an hour round trip yesterday to get groceries because our Walmart sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, by the way, there is a photo on the page where it shows the sauces of the four barbecue
Oh,
places.
really?
Yeah, Jack Stack Barbecue, Gates, I guess it's one, Arthur Bryant Barbecue, and Joe's Kansas City Barbecue.
And yeah, I've eaten at all of those places. And I've taken friends to Arthur Bryant's, and like so many of places like that in Kansas City, you get there and people question, are you sure we came to the right place? Oh yeah, we came to the right place.
Those are usually the best places.
Yep. So anyhow, yeah, it's an awesome t-shirt and I'm very happy with it. And with that, Ben, where can people find you?
Well, that is the question, isn't it?
It is.
Perhaps you can find me on social
In
media.
church.
Do you want the truth or what I tell the Archbishop?
Which answer works in your favor? That's the one to go with.
Your Eminence, of course I'm in Mass every Sunday.
That's probably a safe answer.
Yes. But anyway, you can find me on your social media choice at Ben Rethink. You can go to my forever interim website, raythictech.blogspot.com. I'm currently working on stuff right alongside the images for our 16 overdue Big Show and Max Show episodes.
You rock.
Wow.
Thank you for
You
taking
rock,
that on.
yeah. Yeah, but the
Yep, you
first
can
ones have been
find.
posted already. So thank you, Ben.
Yes, because you guys did the artwork.
You're welcome.
We did?
Yes.
Apparently, I did.
Okay.
And you can also find me Thursday, most Thursdays, on Mac Voices, because for some reason Chuck lets me in.
It's just
And
crazy.
yep, as of last week, I am a permanent contributor to In Touch with iOS with friend of the Mac Show, Dave Ginsburg. And
Awesome.
tonight, you can help me. You can find me with my first love, doing some stuff with the Julian Dubuque International Film Festival.
Oh, fun. That's awesome. All right.
Did I forget
So,
anything?
nope, I think you got it all. Yeah. Patrice, where can people find you?
I have to join that film festival at some point.
Yes.
Sounds awesome. Like the photos I've seen over the years, I'm like, looks like a lot of fun. Yeah, anyway, I am here every week on the Big Show. Also Fridays on the Mac Show if you're into the Apple side of things. Tomorrow, gonna do all of that. Everything I'm doing, all the social media links, the podcast, the projects, the like anything I'm doing, literally, you can find on thepatrice.com. And there's two other things I want to mention. One, the tech hangout.social. That is my Mastodon server. And if you're looking for a friendly run by me, you can trust me, I hope. Server, not too big. Like it's not gonna be big. It's basically for people I know or that I can make a connection with. Then you can head over to techhangout.social. And the Foodie Flashback is back. I finally, after over a year, posted another episode.
Oh, cool.
Not gonna lie, I've been very much procrastinating on this one. Well, part of the reason was that I was really busy at work, part, and I think a big part of the reason was I knew the audio was messed up because I like did the first live stream and yeah, picked the wrong microphone. I didn't know this and nobody told me. So yeah, I had to fix that. I fixed it. It's okay. It's not great, but it's you can listen to it. And I think I kind of didn't want to deal with that. So I
I
procrastinated on
can
it.
appreciate that.
Yeah. But I don't know where the energy came from. Last weekend, I've did it. I've fixed it. I've finished it. I posted it and it's out. And I have two more. So, but
Awesome.
now I hope I can, like, maybe in a couple of weeks post the next one. And then I'm going to start looking for new guests because I stopped doing that because I knew that I still had the backlog. So
Well, I'm
we'll
looking
do
forward
that.
to all the new episodes.
It was a really good episode. Like with Dina, she's awesome. And that was already, I remembered that one, even though it was a year ago. It was a really fun show.
Awesome. Awesome. Oh, I guess it means it's my turn now.
It is.
Okay,
Yeah. So,
so on
Jeff,
social
where can
media.
we find you?
That's an excellent question, Ben.
Outside with the cougars.
Outside with the
Yes.
cougars. And I keep telling them, you gotta meet my friend Ben. Yeah, so when you're here,
I
we'll
hang out with all the cool cats. They're sleeping right now behind me.
Yep, see, it's all about keeping the right company. Let's see, social media, Jay Gamut on most of them. And the ones I'm active on right now are Instagram and Mastodon. And then for some shows, Chuck Joyner is either incredibly brave or incredibly foolish because he keeps letting me back on Mac Voices Live. So that's most Tuesdays. Then here on Thursdays on the big show, and then most Thursday evenings on Dave Ginsberg's show, In Touch with iOS, the same show that Ben is on now. And then on Fridays, back here for the Mac show. Also, Brian Chaffin and I record the Context Machine, and our last episode was. Gosh, I think it was actually all sci-fi, the whole episode.
It was really good. Really
Oh,
enjoyed
thanks.
that. And as always, I had like 15 thoughts that I wanted to scream at you after. It's
I love that. That is awesome. All right, so Patrice, I have to ask, do you agree with me that Brian needs to actually start paying attention to what he's watching?
no. No, because I'm with him on that one. I do the same thing. I need that. I think it maybe like me a little bit, not just a little bit, a lot ADHD. And I have certain shows I'm watching that keep my brain basically just occupied enough that I can focus on something. I have shows like that I've like shows that I've seen a lot of times, or shows that are not like the How I Met Your Father. It's not super great show, but it's good enough to watch it on the side. So no, I'm with him. Like, it's totally fine.
All right, I'll let it slide. The way you and Brian use TV shows, that's what I do with music. But if I'm actually writing, it has to be music that does not have lyrics at all.
Yeah, it's certain shows like The Last of Us I cannot watch, like when I have to do anything because
Yep, because you have to pay attention to The Last of Us.
Exactly. Not gonna happen.
Hey, this has been a lot of fun. And I think there are a couple points where we saw rails off in the distance. So go us. Anyhow, I've genuinely
Maybe
had.
maybe buried under the sand somewhere.
Oh, yeah, that's probably what it is. Yeah, I've genuinely had a wonderful time with both of you today. So thank you so much for just being so awesome and being here and being my friend. You're great. Hey, everyone that's watching, listening live, if you're in the chat room, thank you for being here and being part of the show and participating. And for all of you who watch or listen to the recordings later, thank you for being part of the BTN family as well. All of you absolutely rock. Thanks to Tioso Hosts for being here and supporting us. Muller, glad you're here and hope that you're feeling better soon. And we do appreciate that you do help make sure that we have people for shows. Ewan, thank you just for being you. And with
And
that, Oh, and Ben, thank you to your cats for being such excellent supervisors for you today.
Thank you.
Yep. And
Chaperones.
chaperones. Yep. So join us next Thursday for the big show again. And then join us tomorrow, but an hour later, for the Mac show. And everyone, have an awesome weekend.